an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents A Voice of Truth and Inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with unforgettable, ever-insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for inspiring moments of real-life journeys. This is a show about everything, as we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with tonight's guests, Arlene Matza Jackson and John Jackson. And now your host, our MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Don't you love that voice? That's Mark LeJour. And we are live on location. You know, actually, I should just get used to the fact that if you're going to name a show Life Changes, chances are that it's going to change every show. Every show is going to be different. And that's the exciting news, is that we not only roll with the changes, but we're excited that they come, because so far they've been all good. Even the ones that kind of didn't seem good, they always had a good moral or a good lesson or a good experience afterwards, or we learned something. And at least that's how we are at Life Changes. We learn and go with the changes. And here we are talking about changes in a studio that belongs to our guests, John and Arlene. And it's really exciting because this is a studio where a lot of famous people have recorded, a lot of people, period, and a lot of things have been recorded here. But the exciting thing to me is that I was recorded here. Years ago, I recorded my second album here, and it is so exciting to be back. But I have to tell you that coming back into the studio, all of a sudden I got a flash of what it was like being here and the fun that I had. But better yet, the decision to actually go with choosing this studio. See, I didn't know John and Arlene before I did my CD here. And I looked at a lot of studios for my second CD, actually for my first CD as well. But in choosing, after having had the experience of doing my first CD, I knew everything that I didn't want in a studio and everything that I wanted and everybody that I wanted to work with and everybody that I didn't want to work with. And so I looked around, and I looked around for a long time. And I remember the producer at the time saying, "You still haven't found a studio yet?" Well, I found one that the price was really great, but I just didn't feel good inside there. Then I found one where I felt really good inside and the price was good, but I just didn't get a good vibe with the people that were working it. And then I found one, and I could go on and on and on. And the producer kept saying, "Filippo, you're just too picky." And I said, "No, I'll know when it's right." And so then I called this studio, and I spoke to Arlene, and something just felt right. And I remember calling the producer saying, "This is where we're going to do it." And he said, "You haven't even seen the studio yet." And I said, "Something just feels right." And so I said to him, "Come with me." He's like, "Don't drag me to a studio." I said, "Trust me, this is right." And we walked into the studio, and the studio was perfect. The price was perfect. And best of all, John and Arlene were perfect. And we had not only the perfect environment and scenario for creating the best record that I knew how to make at the time, but it was the perfect scenario for growth through joy. And it was based on a feeling. And the interesting thing is that sometimes I forget to pay attention to that feeling or to tune in to that feeling. And so sometimes I'll get into situations and I'll say, "How did I get here? How did I get mixed up with this or these people?" And sometimes I'll say, "Wow, this is perfect. I'm so glad this happened." All the while not remembering that each of those experiences before I got into them had a feeling. And if I connected with it, I would have known that one experience was not going to be my favorite, and one experience was. But more often than not, I'm sorry to say, I don't tune into that. Thankfully, I tuned in when I was picking the studio. But I'm so glad to have walked in the studio today to do this show and to interview my friends John and Arlene about their product in particular, which is this meditation product, because that product, meditation, is about tuning in and being able to get to that feeling. So I hope to be able to remind you and to remember for myself that we want to be connecting more to that feeling that tells us this is going to be a good experience. This is going to be a good group of people. This is going to be a great person to work with, etc. And in that case, then it's not a surprise when we get into it and say, oh, this was fun. No, you knew. Or, oh, this wasn't fun. Yeah, you knew that too. So today is going to be, ironically or not so ironically, about getting into that place where you can get in touch without feeling. And it's so interesting because our guests have come up with a product that works on our iPhones and our Droids, and it helps you do just that. So I can't wait to get on with that as soon as we come back, right after this.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. And ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays water systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays water systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
We are back, and this is so exciting. Again, here we are at this beautiful studio. Delphinius, actually, is the name of the studio, and how perfect is that? Because that means dolphins and dedicated to dolphins. I'm telling you, the attention to detail in here is amazing. And actually, some of you might have heard a little crackling noise there at the beginning of the show, and so we were able to catch that and take care of it. So you should be hearing us loud and clear now. As I introduce my friends and our guests, John Jackson and Arlene Matza-Jackson. Now, you know, it's interesting that these two have come to creating a meditation application for iPods, Android, cellular phones. It's perfect, actually, because they come from a world of busy, busy, busy world. They come from the music industry and they come from the television industry. So Arlene in particular has had such an illustrious musical career and entertainment career as an A&R executive and a songwriter and producer. And though a lot of people could say that, and a lot of people do, she actually has worked with some amazing artists, including Kenny Loggins and Earth, Wind, and Fire, and the list goes on. And right now she's collaborating with Grammy-winning arranger and composer Paul Buckmaster, who's also worked with Elton John, David Bowie, Train, Taylor Swift. I know these are names that you all recognize. Well, John, same thing. John is a composer and a songwriter and photographer. He's a very artistic person. As a matter of fact, he's also worked for many years as a lighting director and gaffer, and those who are in the entertainment industry know what kind of a job that is, and how on television he's worked with Jane Fonda, Dennis Austin, Richard Simmons, the list goes on. But in music, his love for music has led him to work with such renowned artists as Sting, Keith Urban, Elton John, Mick Jagger, and on and on. I am so proud to know these two, and I am so glad that they have put all of their learnings, both from the music and television industry, and the experiences they've had through their own meditation and private studies in philosophy and spirituality to create this app. So here they are. We welcome to the show John and Arlene Jackson.
Hi, Filippo.
Hi, Arlene. Hello, Filippo.
It's great to have you back.
Hi, John. It's great to be here. It feels so good.
It does, doesn't it?
You know, actually, speaking of feeling so good, you know, so many people think about the music industry or the television industry as this fast-paced, everybody's shallow, and everybody is, you know, running around. And here, the two of you are like these spiritual people, and you're in the middle of it all. Is there like a dichotomy going on, or do people not know a certain side of the business?
Well, you know, as I was saying earlier, Filippo, it's been my great joy to work with artists. And in the music industry, there are different kinds of people. There are the executives, there are the artists, there's all the amazing musicians. And yes, it's hustle bustle. But I think the reason all these studies, you know, where I got all of this light through the years as I have studied is through many of these artists and listening to their stories and to find a way to find a calmness, an inner vision, so to speak, like John's CD, on getting that creative energy to flow. Because meditation is all about clearing the channel. And that's what these meditation journeys are for. And in our crazy town, we live in the heart of it. I mean, from road rage to up and down, it's in, it's out, et cetera, et cetera. What my beloved teacher, Beverly Gard, has taught me was stay steady. Stay into your own intuition. Find that balance. And the way that I have learned to do that through many years of study is to go into meditation. And the guided meditations have really helped me to quiet my mind. I was always asking artists, how did you do this? How did you write that? How did you play this? Every single one of them, without exception, would say, I channeled it.
They'd say they channeled
They channeled it. Wow. It just came through me. And that's the same with what both John and I do. As a writer, I channel it. In doing the meditations, channeling the visualization, and John's beautiful music, it's all part of it. It's all part of it. And I love music, and I love gardening, and I love animals, and all the things you see around you as you walked into our house. I love our studio. Our little nest, our little sanctuary. We created Alma Pacifica, which means peaceful soul. It's a bilingual app. It's English
which
and Spanish
app,
right now, but it will be other languages. Peaceful soul. What we're calling it our technical sanctuary. Technology has just gone crazy, and people are freaking out with their eyes blurry from being in front of the computer and headphones on all the time. So this is a little technical sanctuary that you can go to any time of the night or day.
Yeah, it's funny. It sounds counterintuitive that you can actually find peace by going to
something
technical.
Doesn't that sound like a funny statement?
And yet, there it is, and it works. And we're going to get to hear a little bit about it in just a little bit. But I it's interesting because during the monologue, I was saying how I felt when I first came into the studio. But the interesting thing is it just dawned on me, you felt the same way, because I had only been here, I don't know, a couple times. And you were talking about somebody and so-and-so, this, this, and this. And I said, well, that's kind of like me. And you said, no, Filippo, you're different. You're family. And right away, I knew you felt the same way about me that I felt about you guys. It's like, wow, how does that happen? It's tuning in, right?
It's tuning in. It's the cosmic connection, I call it. The cosmic radio, the kindred souls. We find each other, the light workers.
Well, you and John obviously have found each other. And,
oh, yeah.
and
we did. We hold each other up, for sure.
And you've had such a beautiful career together and life together as partners in more ways than one. And it's been wonderful to watch. How, John, your music, you've always been passionate about music.
Oh, yeah. I've been playing music since I was 2. I've been playing music very, very, I won't tell you how old I am, but playing a very long time.
So 20 years.
Yeah, exactly. And you were talking about life as being a musician, and you know, I'm one of the big, like everybody, like most people in who be are musicians when they're young and they grow up and they want to be a big rock star on the House on the Hill. When in my early 20s, I got into heavy meditation, and I was even, you know, meditating a lot, and I was going to the self-realization mm-hmm. shrine and reading Richard Bach and this one and that one, and found some very interesting books, and I was just deep meditations, and I think I sort of evolved into, and then I got more into the lighting career, which is also very creative. And I kept writing, but I think I've evolved to a place now in my life that I love traveling. It's one of my passions, is mm-hmm. traveling. My mom's a flight attendant of 48 years. I've been traveling all this time. And I realized that I've been given a gift as being a musician and being independent, because the gift that I've been given is to learn to have faith. Mm. And that's a big one.
Mm.
So it's, you know, just makes me emotional mm-hmm. to think about it. Mm-hmm. So I think, and also with, but music, it definitely touches my soul. When I wrote this CD, which was, I don't think it was a, it was intended for I was going a whole other direction. Was it meant to be doing something else?
Doing more rock, weren't you?
I was doing more rock. Uh-huh. I was, you know, and then I was asked to do some background music for something, and they called it wallpaper music. And I said, sure, you know, so I sat down for a couple of months and put all this music together, and I said, you know, and then I just had all these pieces of music, and then I said, let me put it together and see what this sounds like. And it actually sounded like a cohesive CD. Mm-hmm. So we decided, you know,
it's beautiful.
This is not a bad idea. So then we realized about this, when we got further and further into the meditations, and we decided to make them bilingual, and we thought, well, this is a perfect marriage of Arlene's words. It's a different way of doing things. It's not a pop song. It's not anything. It's more of an internal spiritual soul song. So now we have this wonderful music with Arlene's words, but lyrics, and it really is nice marriage.
Exactly.
And the cover of the album is a gorgeous bearded iris from our garden. So it all is organic. It's like full circle.
My photography.
No, but that's true. I mean, you've written so many song lyrics, and so many of them have gotten sung by so many artists. And this is interesting how perfect you've written yet another song lyric, except that it's spoken word.
I call it the life lyric, you know.
Life
and
lyric.
Really, it's just a guide for other people. The whole idea of the guided meditations is to invite people into their own soul, to quiet that committee that goes crazy upstairs and won't let you think straight, to sit for 5 or 10 minutes and follow this visualization until you can quiet your mind enough.
Mm.
It's a soul path, and everyone has their own personal soul path. We were so excited that we could do this in Spanish, too, because it's such a wonderful opportunity to reach so many people all over the world at such a minimal cost.
Mm.
I mean, that's our greatest joy. 99 cents, $1.99, such a deal, right? It's not about the money. It's about the opportunity.
Mm.
John and I have always talked about, ever since we met each other, we want to do something wonderful in the world with our music.
But you have
with our
already.
Wisdom, you know. Thank you, Felipe.
I know that you all have made toys, or not the sounds for
the
different
sounds for
toys
for
and
Tonka.
All that.
I did that for many years.
Voiceover people
got to sing and get to do voiceovers
and Wii games and stuff like that, right? I mean, you've done tours and like I know even my voice is on a
Starlight
tours. Yeah, Starlight Hollywood tours.
Yeah, Italian
in Italian. But the thing is, it's like it's. The joy by which you've done things gets translated, as I see it, energetically in what goes out there. People feel, I know they do, as the more we're learning, people can feel what is coming across, whether they're conscious of it or not. As a matter of fact, speaking of meditation, no coincidence, I just read an article today that somebody sent me, I think it was our producer Dorothy, that said meditation actually changes the mind chemistry.
Totally.
Now,
they've proven this, Filippo. The doctors have proven that you can physically, if we were evolved enough to overcome every illness on the planet through meditation, we would have no disease at all.
Hmm.
But I've been taught, and I know this is true, disease is D-I-S-E-A-S-E, mm-hmm. being out of ease with mm-hmm. your body. Mm-hmm. And when we can get back into balance and back into harmony, which is, speaking of harmony, the meditation, right. our kind of introduction meditation, for all of you listening out there, we are giving the gift of the harmony meditation. Mm-hmm. If you visit us on our Facebook, Alma Pacifica Facebook, you will get the free harmony meditation as our gift all through the month of February. It's coming to a close, but I just wanted to let everyone out there know that you are more than welcome to download it. But getting your body back in that balance. And John was talking about faith. And I have learned through meditation for all these years, faith is the bridge between hoping and knowing. And when I cross that bridge of faith, I know. Now I cross it back, and I get into hoping, and I freak out, and then I go back across the bridge. That's what I've learned through meditation, to quiet those thoughts and quiet my mind and listen to my own intuition. It's there. You said it, Filippo. We know when it's not going to be a good experience, but we're going to make it happen because we want it. and then it we know when it's right. We go, oh, really? That's not the package I was planning on. It doesn't have a bow, and it's the wrong color. There is no wrong. There's only perfect divine right action in the universe. I know that in my heart.
I know we can get the apps at amapacifica.com. But, John, we're about to play a clip from your CD, which is titled...
Inner Vision.
Inner Vision. Mm-hmm. And we can get that where?
You can get that at iTunes. Okay. Pretty much at iTunes. Pretty much anywhere if you Google it, John C. Jackson Inner Vision. But iTunes is the best place to get
it. Okay, so yeah. John C. Jackson Inner Vision, but you can go to iTunes and get it there. And we're going to hear about 40 seconds of it, and we're going to go straight into... our break right after that. So we're listening to John C. Jackson's Inner Visions.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo Voltaggio, and this is Life Changes with Filippo, as I know you all know. And we're talking to John and Arlene Jackson, who have done so much in the music and television, basically the entertainment industry as a whole, and are so creative and are also very spiritual and have created this app for the iPhones and the Droids, which they are calling Alma Pacifica, like placid soul
it
or peaceful soul.
Peaceful soul.
And so you spell that A-L-M-A, A-L-M-A, PACIFICA.com, almapacifica.com. And, you know, that actually sounds Spanish. It's actually also the same in Italian, but the app is actually in English and Spanish. And the Spanish language app is narrated by a well-known Mexican personality, Rene Navarro, and also by Paola Ochoa. Now, Navarro was a newscaster on KRCA's Nightly News and is presently well-known for his voiceover talent and his Mexican television hosting. And Paola Ochoa is a well-known Mexican television actress and voiceover personality, and both beautiful people. And, of course, John and Arlene only attract beautiful people. So,
thank you, Filippo.
So you can go to Alma Pacifica, and if you're listening in English, you can get it in English. And if you're listening in Spanish, although I don't know how you do that, because I am speaking English, but you can go to almapacifica.com and get the app in Spanish. Actually, let me see if I can read this. Recibe la meditación de armonía gratis para ti y tus seres queridas todo el mes de febrero. almapacifica.com.
Fantastic, Filippo. I'm impressed. Meditations that can change your life. That's pretty good.
So actually, I should say what I said in English, which is download your free app today and select the meditation. That's not what I read. I know the difference. Receive a free gift of the Harmony Meditation for you and your loved ones for the month of February at almapacifica.com. You know, one of the things I love about this is that, again, I know so many people that are under the impression that in the music industry, we're all cocaine addicts and we're all just, you know, running from here to there, party, party, party. And it's so fun to know people in the industry who are like, oh my God, I don't want to go to another party. And this is the kind of conversations you all have with so many of your friends, right?
Absolutely true. Yeah. It is. It's all about evolvement and growth.
Well,
and
today it's also about definitely about evolvement and being diversified. I mean, one of the we were really, our industries, the whole world is in an economical turmoil right now, but the entertainment industry is in a lot of trouble, and so you have to diversify and find other things, other ways to do it. And it's really for us, it's, I mean, we're entrepreneurs and independent, and it's really everything we do is so much fun. Like you said, anywhere from recording, you know, wonderful people like you, or, you know, producing and working with you, to doing toys, to doing our own records, to doing meditation, which just seems like a natural evolvement for us. And our audience, we're really reaching out to the people that are thinking about meditating, not sure, and then the people that have been meditating. I mean, it's just such a wide range. We've made it a real nice balance between that you're not intimidated when you hear it, yet it's really evolved enough that if you're into meditation, it's like, wow, this is great. I remember this and it makes me feel so good. Just to get back to that space, to remember where you were when you're angry and you're driving in your car and you're crazy, or you're having a bad day at work. It's like, you know what? Give me 10 minutes. I'm going to go listen to my meditation.
I'm going to breathe.
I'll be right back. And then we'll have this conversation.
Actually, I like your commercial. Don't you have somebody on a subway or something?
Yes, it's crazy.
On a train.
On a train.
We had to make it as chaotic as possible.
That's not hard to do in a crazy, busy town.
All you had to go is downtown. And
that's right.
We mentioned who did the voiceover in Spanish, but we didn't mention that Reverend Beverly Gard did it in English, who's also from the movies. And you, Arlene Metza Jackson, did as well.
Yes, she did four of them. I did three of them.
And I did
John did,
I did
one of them.
I was able to do one.
That one yet.
You did.
Okay, you got one in, huh?
I got one in.
We wanted to diversify it because the interesting thing, Filippo, is there's been a lot of men, yoga, all these kind of spiritual practices, men are being more and more interested in it. Mm. And we're finding with all the emails we're getting, there are a lot of men. We thought it would be more female-based. Mm. And it's such a beautiful thing to watch men opening their soul and really being vulnerable. Because sitting in meditation can be scary. My friend always says, don't go in there. It's a bad neighborhood. Well, guess what? Mm. If I quiet the neighborhood, it's not a bad neighborhood. Mm. And meditation helps me to quiet those lower thoughts that are always telling me I'm not good enough, I'm afraid, oh my God, what's going to happen? Panic, panic, panic. And the anxiety rises. This is such a great way. I mean, God only knows health costs are skyrocketing for preventative medicine to keep your blood pressure down, to find that quiet inner voice, to feel calm, to stop the anxiety, to sleep better. Christopher Atkins did a fantastic little YouTube video for us.
Oh, yeah, I saw
our
that.
Cute, adorable Blue Lagoon Christopher Atkins. He loves these meditations. Mm-hmm. He said he's never slept so well.
That's the actor from Blue Lagoon she's
yes,
talking about.
Yes,
it is.
Those of
you
who
might not fortunate remember. Enough to get a wonderful testimonial of how much he really enjoyed it, and you can go, if you go to our YouTube channel, you can see
yeah,
that amongst,
several of them,
amongst
actually.
Other fun stuff. But mm-hmm. yeah, Chris, who's a bit of a skeptic actually, just really said this helped him tremendously. He's going through some little back pain right now, and I think he's got it fixed, but he said it's really helped him a lot to sleep. And I find that actually people said that to me before we did the meditations about my CD. So if you need something to help you sleep, I mean, I don't take offense to it. I just know that it helps you relax.
Well, interestingly enough, Chris is also an athlete. And the fact that he's an athlete was interesting to me because a lot of times athletes meditate by running and doing physical things. And what we're saying with these meditations, Filippo, is that there are many ways to meditate. And this is one way to find a calm inner voice through technology, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
Through technology.
That's so funny because we use our iPhones not only to talk but to play games and to find crazy apps that do all kinds of crazy stuff. And there's actually one that's supposed to slow you down.
Calm. Bring you joy.
Connect with your soul.
That's right.
Actually, well, we've been doing so much talking about it. I say, let's hear it. So, let's hear about 30 seconds of it because we wanna just give people a taste, and then they can go to almapacifica.com and learn more and download it themselves. So, let's hear. What are we? Is this
harmony?
Harmony.
It's okay. An introduction to meditation. More basic, you know. Beverly kind of guides you a little bit through the breathing.
Okay. All right. So let's hear this. Harmony.
Harmony, an introduction to meditation. Meditating is a personal journey within yourself that will lead you to many wonderful things. Supreme wellness, divine guidance, and a harmony of life that will bring you much joy. To begin this journey, you need to be willing and ready to find the harmony within yourself. Look for a quiet place where you can't be easily distracted. It could be indoors or outdoors. Wear comfortable clothes to begin this journey. White clothes are the best ones to let the energy flow with you. However, whatever is comfortable for you is fine. Once you've found the right place for yourself, sit down on a chair upright, with your feet on the ground, with your back straight, and your hands palms down on your lap. You may want to take your shoes off so your feet can feel the healing energy of Mother Earth.
I want to take my shoes off right now, actually.
Breathe.
Yeah, and she hadn't even started the meditation
yet. No, she's just getting into it. We haven't even gotten going yet.
That's so funny. And I know, of course, through you two, I know Reverend Beverly Gard, and so I could just see her doing this, and it's just a beautiful thing. And that was recorded right here, right?
It was right here, yeah.
Okay.
It was. I consider us being blessed because Beverly is almost 90, still doing fantastic, but we have her now. We have her set forever, and we're so honored and grateful for that. It has really, really been a blessing. She's been a blessing for us. Every year, we've been together almost 22 years, but we have been married for coming on 14 of those years.
Yes.
And every year, when we first got married, our first anniversary, I surprised Arlene. I said, would you remarry us? She said, sure, meet me in Big Bear. Arlene had no idea. Meet me in Big Bear, and we'll do it. So they arranged a boat and everything. We were out on a lake. And anyway, so ever since then, we've been doing it every year. So it's really nice.
We renew our vows with Beverly. She's an earth angel. She really is. And as many of us have found mentors, I know you found some for yourself too, Filippo.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
But these meditations are for you to find your own inner sage. Because he's there or she's there, and they're talking. We listen.
And it's time to listen.
It's time to listen.
Actually, the picture that is on our website is from one of those anniversaries.
Last year's anniversary.
Well, yeah. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
And this is very exciting. I'm proud of both of you and so happy to be helping bring this out into the world. Of course, that's what our show is about. And you know, it kind of reminds me of... Why do I think of, like, if the Beatles were still alive as a group? Because didn't they start getting into
very much. Bangladesh, George Harrison especially, was way into meditation.
Right?
I read an article, Rolling Stone, they had a whole article on him. His greatest joy was meditation and gardening. Above his music.
Wow.
It was part of his soul, which brought his music, which was such a wonderful thing. They all went to India and meditated. I think George was probably the most prominent into meditation. And it's a beautiful thing to quiet that mind. And I call it the God self. Let the higher self, let the higher power come through.
So that was harmony. What else? Give us an idea of what else there is.
Well, one of our favorite ones is Journey of the Heart, which is the inner path to joy. A big one that people really enjoy is Abundance and Success.
That actually people like a lot because it helps them to remember they are abundant.
Perfect Health is another one. Self-esteem. We have a friend of ours who has a young man, a little boy actually, and she'd like to... having him listen to self-esteem, you know, at kids. Ego and competition.
Letting go of fear.
How to have ego in competition or how to
No, how
not
to deal
have
with it.
It.
How to deal with your ego and competition, really. It's called Winds of Grace.
Winds of Grace.
So basically flying above, getting above that. You know, when you come into... When we write or we have people come over, we say, check your ego at the door because we won't, that's not a part of the creative, soulful journey here. And we have more to come. We're working on a few more. So,
you know, actually, I was commenting to our producer, Mark, earlier today as we stepped into the studio, and I was talking about you, John, because you engineered and produced, of course, my second album. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was telling him how we spent so many hours upon hours in here and neither of you two ever lost it. Like, you know, mistakes were made, things were, you know, whatever. I made mistakes or we had to do the stuff over again, over and over, whatever. But you never lost it. So that's got to be a tribute to all that
Thank you, Philippe.
Yeah. It's stay in the straight and narrow because, you know, in the midst of a storm, it doesn't help for you to create even more of a storm.
I guess that's what meditation is about. It's when it really matters is when things happen that make you want to go crazy. You can get back into that space right away and go get into that balance because usually, I know for me, I can overreact in 3 seconds flat if I allow myself to, but I've learned through the years, restraint of pen and tongue, zip thy lip and get quiet and breathe. If I take 2 minutes to do that and once again address whatever's coming at me, I have a whole different experience with it from a much higher level because there is no good or bad. There's only a divine plan. And the seeds of opportunity are in every single thing that happens, whether it looks like in your mind, good or bad, it's a divine plan for growth, an opportunity for higher understanding. And I've learned all of this through meditation, and I continue to do it. People go, well, should I just get it once and I'm done? I go, I do it every day.
Right.
It'd be great to just like, okay, I graduated. The Dalai Lama says, if I have no anger, I'm not going to be in my body. Mm. I will be out of body. I will have mastered my life.
Mm.
I love the Dalai Lama. He's so real.
Mm.
So, yes, that is what meditation is about and why we've created this in the middle of our crazy town that we can put out there all over the world. It's so wonderful. We actually got an email from the head of culture. She was the head of the Department of Culture from one of these countries.
Yeah.
I was thrilled to hear that, you know, another country, a cultural person who probably loves the arts, obviously. And she downloaded our meditation. That makes me really happy that she can bring that inner peace to her country and maybe share it that way. There's so much turmoil in the world, Filippo. Mexico is having a really hard time. So we're really glad it's in Spanish because we're getting
well.
A lot of people downloading it from Mexico.
Well, between your lyrics and your of songs and this, of course, and then your music, John, and all of that, you've already touched so many people. And not only that, all the people that have come through the studio. I mean, you've touched so many people, and now you're going to be touching so many more. So thank you for touching my life.
Thank you, Filippo.
And
feeling is mutual.
Absolutely. Your family.
We're holding hands.
Italians, Greeks, and Irish.
Family.
We are holding hands,
actually. And so I want to encourage everybody to go to almapacifica.com. That's almapacifica.com. And hear and download your own meditation on your iPhone or Droid coming soon. And also,
yeah, just a footnote for the app. You just go to the iTunes App Store. So on your very
better yet,
yeah. I
better
mean, you
yet.
could visit our website, but no,
iTunes App Store, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then, of
and
course,
Droid is coming soon.
While you're there, you can also check out Inner Vision,
which is my CD, if you want.
John C. Jackson. And with that, we will be back in just a few minutes with more fun with our producer's wrap with Mark LeJour.
Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back. I am Filippo.
And this is Cousin Mark.
Cousin Mark. That's new. There you go. Life changes.
Oh, well, we were
babbling
before the break.
Oh, that's right. No. So we've been having a great interview with John and Arlene Jackson, and we've been talking about Alma Pacifica and their app for meditation.
I downloaded today from the iTunes App Store.
That's right. And as soon as you walked in, you said,
I'm more mellow than I've been. Yeah. Since you've known me.
That's right. And I now you can be my cousin.
See?
Now that feels right. You know, it's so funny that I thought of the Beatles there at the end. I could just see, you know, John Lennon and George Harrison just kind of grooving to this,
Indeed. Indeed. Well, that's the funny thing. You know, you talk about pop culture.
Uh-huh.
You
know,
I'm so mellow, I can't talk. You talk about pop culture.
Put your shoes back on and maybe we can...
and you look back at all the references. In fact, I was thinking of that when I was listening to your conversation, how the information's there.
Mm.
We know this.
Mm.
It's not distant knowledge. It's not Eastern or Western. It's something that should have been taught in our schools. It's something that we should have grown up with. But now, for those of us that need to see proof or evidence, science is capturing all sorts of amazing studies, you know, proving what it does biophysically, how your body reacts, what it does to your, you know, the lining of the arteries thin down and the blood pressure goes down and, you know, all sorts of biochemical reactions. You start realizing exactly what a magnificent tool we have, which is what we do a bit of in our sleep state. But to employ that in our daily, you know, we've been rewarded for thinking. The more thinking, that was my career. I was rewarded for thinking. And now I'm going into a phase of trying to learn how not to think. And that's what this app and certainly the whole science or nature of meditation is.
You know, it's interesting. I kind of think of this like juicing.
Okay.
No, in the sense that, you know, it's like, well, why should I juice when I can get all the nutrients I need from an apple? But technically nowadays, you can't get all the nutrients you need from an apple. You have to eat like 20 apples because they're not nutrient rich anymore. It's not the same apple that my great grandmother used to eat. So
you also don't want to juice while you're meditating, I don't think.
No, but my point is that once you juice the apples, you could drink the juice of 20 apples and get a ton of nutrients. Well, it's the same thing with meditation. It's so different, I understand, but what I mean is, like, you know, throughout our day, you can't just get it from sleep. You got to take a pause in your day and consciously slow down and connect.
Look at the different cultures and look at the productivity of cultures that take naps how much more productive they are, how they get more done during the day, how their family environments are. There's a lot of
some of them more creative.
But also, you know, I use the analogy, and I know that it was mentioned at the beginning of the discussion, the cosmic radio, I think, Eileen said. But I use the analogy of a walkie-talkie, which I remember from kids, right? There's one button out and in,
right?
Versus listening.
Right.
And if you had the button down,
right,
you can't listen.
No.
And it's the same way our systems, our brains work. If you'd leave the button on, think, you're not going to get any input. And until you quiet your mind and allow that magic to happen.
Yeah, that's such a better analogy than my juicing apples analogy. But
well, now that you mention it.
You had the benefit of probably meditating while we were doing a show here, so I'm totally
putting it to practice.
Disconnected. So no, that's actually, I like that a lot. I like that. Do another one.
Well, if you're meditating while you're juicing, I don't know where I'm going with
No, this. I wouldn't recommend that. Or while you're driving. I wouldn't recommend that either.
Although a lot of people do. In a way, I'm not advocating this, but when you go off into that state, a dream state, where you're almost kind of driving on your own, you have actually allowed the focus on the road to quiet your mind. And so I think people have experienced, and you start thinking about your day, you've experienced meditative states probably a lot more frequently than you know. We're just not trained to create that environment for ourselves and to use it.
Or to take advantage of it. Right.
People think, oh, I was doing nothing, and I was in the shower, I was doing this or doing that, and I had this great inspiration.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. I was doing nothing. Yeah, exactly. No. Well, actually, that gets back to what I was saying at the beginning of the show when I was saying how I, came into this studio and said, this feels right. I was connected to what was feeling right. Mm-hmm. And then it ended up being a great experience and obviously still is. But I was connected. Now, the thing is that I don't remember to use that.
Well, this is back to the practice of it, right? That there's a difference between the brain and the heart for a reason, besides the blood flow. But that they both now have recognized that they both exchange information. The heart actually delivers information first, then the brain processes. Where we've been kind of taught to believe that everything happens in our head. No, it happens in our heart first at an exponent of the amount of electromagnetic energy that's transferred. It starts in the heart. But the thing is, once again, back to that walkie-talkie, you can't feel if you're thinking. You're too busy thinking, and you're processing those thoughts, and so therefore you're not feeling. So now you look at all those, I love those little coincidences we say, right? I can't believe you just called, I was just thinking of you. Well, that probably usually happens when you're in that quiet state again, right? Because you're tuned in, you're feeling, and you're hitting that wavelength of somebody else who has to be in a similar state of receptivity in order to connect.
Wow. That's great. That's good stuff.
Thanks. I'm here all night.
Or at least every week for a period of time that seems to go by so quickly.
Indeed. Are we done yet? Oh, boy.
Yeah, we actually are. And it's kind of sad in a way because this is so much fun. But, you know, we're going to continue the party. We have apple pie and ice cream. So we're in tea and we're going to continue. And what?
We're going to meditate over our pie.
Yeah, and maybe we're going to make some music. John will get out his guitar. We'll have some fun. But for those who are not going to be here with us in just a few minutes, you can continue your own party by going to AlmaPacifica.com and downloading the meditations, or you can go to iTunes and get them there, or get John's CDs there, or actually if you Google Arlene Matza Jackson, or you'll go to our website and check them out, you'll get a whole history of other songs that they've been involved in and all of that. And remember that you could receive a free gift of the Harmony Meditation for you and your loved ones for the full month of February, which luckily this is a leap year. So you have to visit Alma Pacifica on Facebook in order to be able to do that. So, but with that, I'm going to go have some apple pie and ice cream, and I'm going to say, I love you all. And I can't wait for us to be together. Oh, Arlene just blew me a kiss. Okay, I got to go now. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.